special needs assistants in schools are going to experience a big change as well, because they're going to be reassigned temporarily to other duties in essential public services as part of the state's response to COVID-19. Now, under these plans announced by the Minister for Education today, a process has been set up by the Public Appointment Service to put the country's 16,000 SNAs on standby to free up frontline workers for essential services. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly has the details on this for us now. So what are these SNAs, Emma, going to be asked to do?
Well, yes, Claire. I mean, special needs assistants usually, of course, work in schools. They support the physical needs of children so that those children can learn. But of course, that role is redundant now because children are not in school. But special needs assistants would be very skilled. They would have great experience working, for example, with children with disabilities. So what they are being asked now from this week is to input their details into publicjobs.ie, and through a centralised system, their experience, their geographic location will come into play as well. They will be matched and asked to replace. It could be nurses, it could be other medical healthcare workers working not in the front line, working in healthcare settings such as, for example, community services for children with disabilities. The idea is that the SNAs would step into the role maybe currently occupied by a nurse, and it would be so that those nurses or that nurse can then go forward themselves to move to frontline needs, to move, for example, into hospitals. So that is the main objective behind this move announced today. Other SNAs will also be asked to work remotely with children they already know and their families, to work remotely with them to help support the families in dealing with their children and coping with their disabilities, and also encouraging their children to learn. Now, of course, some of that is going on already, but this would be done on a more centralised and a more formalised setting. So they are the provisions that are being put in place. It's not envisaged that all 16,000 SNAs will be matched with a job, a temporary reassignment to suit them, but certainly they are regarded as kind of an untapped and very valuable source that can come into play to free up staff for frontline services.
And Emma, they've also been reassured that once this crisis is over, they will be going back into their school jobs.
Yes, this is purely a temporary reassignment process to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. Their trade union, FORSA, has issued a statement outlining details of the plan. But interestingly, and it's a real sign of the times, no big objections here thus far from FORSA. The union simply saying that it is engaging with the department on the details of how this process will work in practice. And I imagine there will be SNAs out there who will be keen to step into the breach, if you like, and start working in different areas. It is also, of course, a time where somebody may get the opportunity to learn, gain valuable experience in other settings, which may suit individuals as well.
Okay, Emma, thank you very much for that update. Plenty more to come on the news at